Here's a bunch of screaming from the McLaughlin Group. It's really hard to get in and mix up these sound files because there's so much counter screaming. You got 3-4 people screaming at the same time, and it's really hard to get in there and get a sound bite because there's so much collateral damage, but we're going to try. The big problem here is Lawrence O'Donnell. He sometimes is a Democrat, and sometimes he just goes way off his nut and you can't even find him. This is one of the second times when he goes off his nut. He's trying to make the point that Richard Clark doesn't know what he's talking about. Let's see what he says.
Clark said that there has been a reconfirmation, a reinforcement of the motivation of Al-Qaeda.
No facts to back that up.
The basic argument here, Clark says that Bush has done more harm than good by going into Iraq, that it has motivated the terrorists and caused increased terrorist activity. And O'Donnell's position is, that didn't happen. Well, there's two ways to look at that. He keeps saying, where are his facts? That's just his opinion. All right. A, I would say Richard Clark's opinion is probably as good as anyone's opinion in the United States. He was the head of the United States Terrorism Unit for, 5 years up until this year? So his guess is better than O'Donnell's facts any day of the week. Now, if you want the practical proof, I got it for you. You've heard the atrocious stories of Udi and Kudi. I talked to a man the other day. He said, I'm not much into politics. Oh, this is going to hurt. He said, I'm not into politics much, but I'm for the war in Iraq. And I said, why is that? And he said, I have a client who is from Iraq. His father was picked up by Udi, I guess the worst of the two. And he had offended him for some reason. So Udi had people tie ropes around the man's ankles. They lifted him up in the air and they lowered him into a tree shredder. Now, as ways to go, that's right up there with, shark bite and a couple others. But yes, so I can see why a person like that would want Saddam toppled. But here's the crux. Have you ever in your life heard of a suicide bomber in Baghdad before we got there? No, you haven't. You know, the thing on Udi was, they say he would go to a nightclub and he'd see a pretty girl and he'd have his men grab her and he'd take her back to the palace and rape her like crazy and then, I guess, let her go. But the girl's date or her parents or her brothers or whatever, her friends, were powerless to do anything. Well, if Iraq was a religiously crazy country, like the other, almost all the others over there, if he did that to my sister, my wife, my mother, whatever, I would strap on some dynamite, and next time he was in a club, I'd walk up and say, you son of a bitch, and blow me and him up. But that never happened over there. Yes, there was an attack on Udi, and he came away with a limp. But we're talking about after years and years. Imagine a man like Udi would rape a girl a day. So you're talking about 350, 1,000 women every 3 years, and he was in power 15, 20 years? So yeah, that's a whole lot of raped women. And nobody took any action except the one would-be assassin who missed. Iraq is not a culture where that you would sacrifice yourself for a higher power. But now it is. That is proof that O'Donnell is crazy. There is a suicide attack in Iraq probably every day now, or every other day, whatever, don't hold me to a number, but there are hundreds of suicide attacks in Baghdad. And there were none before. So, Mr. O'Donnell, pull your head out of your ass and look at the facts. Going from 0 to 100 is an increase. For you to sit there and argue again and again, where's your proof? Duh. The proof is in the numbers, you schmuck. But O'Donnell, supposedly the Democrat, is up there fighting and telling us what an idiot Clark is. He's carrying Bush's water for him again. I don't know why Democrats have to do that again and again. Why don't you let Bush fight his own battles? He's wrong on this Iraq war. There's no reason for a Democrat to be standing up for Bush on the damn Iraq war.
This claim that terrorism has somehow been encouraged and we are now worse off in our defense against terrorism. What the media hasn't noticed about it is that it's a complete guess. Is that he has absolutely no evidence to submit to support this. We're all guessing about that.
You know, I'll bet the 591 families who have lost a loved one in Iraq have some proof that terrorism has increased, you idiot.
Bob Kerry.
Reminder, it's my opinion that one reason Bob Kerry was appointed to this commission is because he is very famous for saying, quote, President Clinton is a very good liar. He is very, very good at lying. That's what Kerry thinks of Clinton. That's what he said publicly, much to the glee of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all the blowhards at Fox and all the talk radio Nazis. They loved it. I think that's why Kerry was put on this commission.
Who was right. Very sympathetic to Richard Clark's testimony, contested this particular point right. with him and said, how do you know that terrorism has increased? How do you make that argument? And Richard Clark's answer was completely non-responsive. It was, it sounded nice, it was filled with words, but it was completely non-responsive.
His response sounded nice and it had words in it. What a piece of crap. And this is the Democrat up there fighting for our side. Jesus.
Is he not sustained in his argument, though, by reason of the Al-Qaeda entry and usurpation of much control in Iraq?
I can argue it is not a thing he can prove. We are taking statements from Richard Clark.
You have a failed state,
and they are just assertions.
So we have Lawrence O'Donnell's word that the suicide bombings in Iraq are just assertions. You might think we have 591 dead soldiers, but where is your proof? O'Donnell, helping the bad guys, hurting the good guys. Thank you, John, for putting him on your panel to represent me.
Had way too much tequila and champagne for 2:30 p.m., if you know what I mean. Anyway, I thought I'd weigh in on the Van Halen issue regarding David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. I read everyone's opinion on the page, and it's wonderful to see such a variety among your listeners. It proves that BartCop readers are not ditto monkeys and think for themselves, which leads me to my point. Don't look at Van Halen as a comparison issue between the two lead singers. Look at it as an evolution issue. The Roth years with Van Halen had to end because of the ego problems between David and Eddie. That's fine. They did some great music, which will last forever. Now, truthfully, did the Hagar years suck? No. They were different, but they did not suck, and they were actually more successful and artistically varied for the group. They evolved into a different entity to be taken on its own. The reason why I mention this is because the definition of conservatism is to stick with the status quo, to be resistant to change. Liberalism means to keep an open mind and evolve over time to changing circumstances. See, that's why Republicans want everything to go back to the 50s, when women were subservient, blacks were subhuman, and we had a black and white enemy with the Soviets. That changed over time, and so did Van Halen. If you like the Roth years, cool. If you like the Hagar years, cool. That's what being liberal is all about. Of course, Van Halen 3 with Gary Cherone sucked so much, I thought I had to go kick a bunch of small animals in the head. Talk to you later, Bart.
Another BartCop error. I didn't get as much of this Colin Quinn rant recorded as I thought I had. He talks fast. I have Mitsubishi VCRs. They are allegedly the best. But when you hit record, it's straight up noon. It starts recording about 15 seconds later. Sons of bitches. But anyway, let's beat up Colin Quinn a little bit.
The FBI won't go into people's files for the same reason. Okay, our country's made the decision. Individual civil rights more important than national security. That's fine.
That is a big giant lie by a big giant liar. The country did not make that decision. Matter of fact, we've made the opposite. What do you think the Patriot Act does, you numbnut? It takes away our rights on the pretense that they're going to use it to go get bin Laden. But they didn't do that. All they've done is take away our rights. And it's the biggest phony issue ever, or one of them, because there are so many.
But don't complain and try to find out how attacks can be prevented when that happens. You can't have it both ways, okay?
That's another lie, because you can have it both ways. The Patriot Act has destroyed the Bill of Rights. If they want to go after somebody, if they want to tap a phone, if they want to follow somebody, if they want to invade a home and search it while you're not there, why can't they go to a judge and say, Judge, this guy's receiving money from Yemen. He's got one of them funny terrorist names. He was born in Saudi Arabia. He's on some student visa. He's taking pilot's lessons. We're just a little worried about this guy, Judge. Do you think we might be able to get in there and check him out? Fine. Tap his phone. Fine. Follow him. A little home invasion. I'm not a fan of that. But no, that's not what they're doing. What they're doing is tracking Texas legislators that have left the state so Tom DeLay can redraw the gerrymandering lines in Texas and steal a few House seats to help Bush hold on to power, and that is a crime. General Clark said it. If you got a problem with a suspect, go to a judge. If you don't have any kind of reasonable suspicion, then you don't have a case. You can't go around just invading homes on the pretense that what if they have something.
We want our covert overseas operatives to look for our enemies, but when they come back, just give us pictures. Don't do anything.
This lying monkey recorded this Wednesday night after Richard Clark gave his testimony. And even a moron like me remembers that what Clark said is when Clinton was in power, he asked if the drones could be armed, and the CIA said, no, we refuse to do that. We're not in the armed drone business. Besides, if it gets shot down or we lose it, it'll cost us a few pennies, and we don't want to spend the money. That's what the CIA told Clinton. What's Clinton going to do? Go over there and overrule them? Tell them, yes, you will do this because I have the technical expertise to say this can happen and that this drone will hold the weight of a rocket and the guidance system will work? I mean, Clinton's not in a position to tell the CIA how their equipment is going to work. So all Clinton could do is eat it. They said, we can't put a missile on the drone. All we can put on the drone is a camera. Colin Quinn, he's got to be lying because he gave this stupid rant the night of the testimony. The only reason he brought it up is because he watched Clark that day. And if you want, you can choose to disbelieve Clark. But what Clark said, the number one man in the terrorism unit, said that the CIA refused to put a weapon on the drone until 9/11. Then they said, hey, we're Weapon City in October. 30 days after 9/11, then they put weapons on the drones, but they refused to do it for Clinton. It was a political thing. I don't know if they're trying to punish Clinton or if they were just saving their own ass, trying to save a few dollars off their black budget. Oh, please. The CIA didn't want to spend the money. Oh, please. They got a black budget. They got a blank check. They could just spend money like Paris Hilton. There's no reason in this world why they couldn't have done that other than this petty bickering between the two agencies, and how in the hell are you going to hold Clinton responsible for that? Colin Quinn, thy name is whore.
Just check out the video. Then if you really know for a fact that they murder us, you get serious. TiVo.
Well, see, now he's pulling a Dennis Miller. Even when I liked Dennis Miller before he turned whore, he would do this. He would build up a point. He would say point A, point B, point C, point D, and be sure to use a TiVo. And it's like, well, what the hell did you go through that whole thing for to have a nothing payoff? Why build up to a stupid nonsense joke? I do little nonsense jokes too, but not in the middle of a serious rant. When I'm making a point, I like to make a point. I don't know why people do that. Why bother wasting everybody's time with his silly Clinton didn't want to fight back rant, but Bush did, and then in the end you say, and be sure to use a TiVo. I don't know. Is Colin Quinn just following Dennis Miller? Is he just leaving the world of comedy and liberalism and going into the dark world of republicanism and nothing's funny? You got the wrong Pied Piper, you rat.
Well, we are getting a little tougher as a country lately. Friends is ending. That's a good sign for toughness. And the new shows are all about enemies and insults, competition, reality shows, Simon Cowell, Donald Trump.
Where the hell's he going with this?
Locally, there's that big firehouse scandal here in New York where one guy almost killed another guy with a chair, two firemen. And they said they were fighting over Elvis's birthday and drinking was involved. Well, no kidding, okay? That's the only time fights can start over a stupid argument like that. You know what I mean?
Well, from here, he's just not making any damn sense. Maybe if you live in New York and you follow the two firemen had a fight story, it might make some sense. But doesn't this idiot realize he's broadcasting to the nation, not just New York City? But anyway, I just thought it'd be funny. You know, he was right in the middle of a let's hang Clinton because Bush is great rant. I didn't edit it. At the blink of an eye, he says, well, let's talk about friends. And now we're with the two firemen fighting. I say, let's just let him hang himself and see how unfunny he can be.
Guy's just there like, August 20th, yeah, piece of... you don't know what you're talking about. It's August 20th, it's the same day as my brother's birthday. We used to always call him Elvis on his birthday yesterday. There's your blue suede shoes.
So to close the skit, remember it's about two firemen, one of them beating the other guy with a chair. To close the skit, he picks up a metal folding chair and throws it. That's what that bang was. Did anybody see a joke? Where was the joke? I swear. That was so bad, it would never make it on Bar Cop Radio or on the page, but somehow it makes it on national TV on the Comedy Channel, and they give this guy the half hour behind Jon Stewart? I wouldn't want the half hour behind Jon Stewart. I wouldn't mind having the half hour before Jon Stewart, but after Jon Stewart, yeah, Bar Cop would not be funny. But I guarantee if I ever get a show, I'm not going to tell an extremely unfunny local joke and then throw a chair and mumble and expect the crowd to applaud. Christ, I got more respect for the audience than Colin Quinn.
This is an unnamed British cabinet secretary speaking on condition of anonymity. Prime Minister Blair today stated, off the record, that he would much prefer that Senator Kerry win the next election rather than that Bush chappy, and would rather that he had never met the pig ignorant git from Texas. Excuse me one moment. What was that? Tony? Yes. Yes, righto, righto. Got it, yes. Furthermore, an unnamed British Prime Minister, speaking on condition of anonymity, today told an unnamed Cabinet Secretary that a set of inflatable buttocks would bring more global respect to the US presidency than that George Wanker Bush. Thank you from all at number 10. No, don't worry, Tony. That Rove fellow, he tells me that they do this all the time over in the colonies. Yes, that's right. Yes, yes.
Giving ditto monkeys a red ass is Bart Cop.